Hello and welcome back to Real Horror Show. I am your host, Samantha, and I am joined today by my co-host, Today's
mostly cloudy with a chance of rain, heavy rain, actually torrential downpours, aka every month at the quarter moon there'll be a monsoon in your lagoon.
Exactly.
Yo. It's me. What up?
It was mostly cloudy and there was some rain today here in Virginia.
In Pittsburgh, like, fucking all hell broke loose from the sky.
That one guy. We should have him on the podcast. He seems cool.
Which guy?
The guy who just, like, grabbed a launcher and watched his car burn.
Oh, yeah. Poor dude. He had, like, a red car. Oh, are you watching it?
Not yet. I'm trying to podcast like a professional story.
Oh, okay, I'll focus more.
So I guess they've already heard how your week's been.
Yeah, it's been pretty fucking wild. How's your week been?
All right, so I didn't tell you this yesterday because I decided to wait just to get your authentic reaction on the podcast.
Okay.
So Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, David and I like to go for a walk on the Huckleberry Trail. It's not like a hiking trail or anything. It's just kind of a paved path that goes between my town and the neighboring town altogether. It's like 30 miles long.
Damn, nice.
So it's a really pretty trail and it's good for just walking on if you're not into high intense hiking.
Yeah, no roughing it. It's fine.
Yeah. So he gets there like 10 minutes before I do and he sends me a text message. There's like 7 cop cars in front of the Huckleberry Trail.
Oh, God.
And then I get there and it's down to like 3 sheriffs and a police car. Mm-hmm. And like they don't stop us from going on the trail. Yeah. And as we get a little ways down, a woman like stops us and says, "Hey, just so you know, there are police officers up there carrying rifles and they're looking for this guy." She didn't tell us anything else about the guy other than she like actually talked to him. And mm-hmm. she was the one who called the police on him.
Oh, God.
She didn't say, like, what he looked like, which I would have. So, like, right. The people going on the trail would know what to look out for.
Right.
And then she leaves, and we start walking. Like, I don't even know if this guy has a weapon. I assume no. Otherwise, the police wouldn't have let us on the trail, I hope.
Yes.
And so we get to maybe the 2-mile mark, and well, one, we see a deer acting really weird. Like, it runs up to us, like, maybe 5 feet away from us behind the fence. Oh. And it's like, I don't really know what to do. So he turns around, but then immediately turns back around and starts running and jumps the fence.
Oh, okay.
And, like, 30 seconds later, we see the police officers coming from the opposite direction in the woods carrying rifles like the woman described.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing we were literally 30 seconds away. Had we not kept walking, we would have seen the police take down the guy they were looking for.
Oh,
still no idea why they're looking for him. Don't know if he's dangerous or anything.
Yeah. Probably just a guy.
Yeah, and no.
Just shoot him.
Yeah, but I don't think we heard any gunshots. And then when we got back, a police car had passed us going the opposite way in the trail. So we turned around and went back. And they had him on the ground and he was screaming out in pain. And David thought he heard a shot, but I didn't hear one because right around the time we would have heard the shot, someone came running across the bridge on a jog in the opposite direction, and it sounded more like he just hit a weird plank of wood.
Yeah.
But we started heading back, and the guy was on the ground, and my guess is since he was apparently running away and trying to get away through the woods, and since Christiansburg is built on a fucking mountaintop, he probably, like, tripped and broke his fucking leg.
Damn.
So he had to stand there for 30 minutes while they got him into an ambulance and took him away.
Ambulance. Nice. That's wild.
I know. And then on the way back, we saw a dead snake.
Aw.
Probably got hit by one of the cars or a biker.
Yeah.
But still, pretty eventful day on the Huckleberry Trail. And to think earlier that day I was like, I really don't want to go. It's like hot and I'm tired.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have had this story to share.
Right.
I've got video, so I can post video. But yeah, it was fucking wild.
Fabulous. It's fucking went out in the desert and tried to find aliens.
Yeah. And then we get abducted.
And if we get abducted, that's even more wild, is when you actually find them.
That would be fucking terrible.
I would be really not okay with that whole situation.
And you know what? That's actually the plot of the movie we're discussing today.
Yeah, surprise. It's aliens.
Zone of Silence, not the good aliens.
Not the good aliens sequel. Yeah.
So, Aliens, Zone of Silence is a direct-to-video found footage horror film released in 2017. It is the first film to be directed by Andy Fowler. The movie follows a young woman as she treks alone through the desert to find her brother after he and his friends disappear. However, she soon discovers the horrors hidden out in the middle of nowhere. Though it has a 3.5 out of 10 on IMDb, the found footage critic gave the movie a near-perfect score, stating that it elevates the found footage genre.
Yeah, you know, I agree with that, because it wasn't that terrible. Like, in the beginning, it was, like, kind of weird, but, like, the more into it it got, like, the better it became, in my opinion.
I thought it was boring all around.
It was boring? I didn't think it was boring. I thought it was easy to follow, because the way they kind of like switched back and forth through her footage and then her brother's footage didn't confuse me. Like, sometimes that shit can happen where it'll confuse you and you're like, I don't know what's happening or who's who, but like, it made sense to me. It wasn't too terrible. What did I say?
Is this the first where you like the movie and I don't like it?
I don't like it that much, but I like, it's not as, it could have been worse.
Oh, I mean.
You know what I mean? Like, for an alien movie, because this is our first time watching like an alien movie.
Yeah, this is our first alien movie. Oh, shit.
And like, it's cool because you don't see the aliens, which is like more scary.
I disagree, just because the thing that freaks me out about aliens is the way they look in general. Like,
except for in Signs.
I haven't seen Signs, I'm sorry.
Oh, shit. M. Night Shyamalan, like, has the alien, like, just standing still in a room, and it just kind of looks like a person. Like, not like a person, but it's body. It's, you know, and so ever since, like, that movie came out, people were like, oh, well, when you can see the alien, it's not that scary because it just looks like a person. But I'll have to send you a spoiler picture of it. Damn, you've never seen Signs? That's a good movie.
I've heard it's really scary. Good. The only time I've had the opportunity to watch it was on TV, and I'd rather not watch up by commercials, because...
Exactly.
Granted, growing up, the majority of horror movies I watched up until I started walking to the video store on my own when I was 9 was on television, so...
Yeah.
I'm used to watching horror movies with commercials, but that shit just ruins the mood.
Right. Well, for some reason, like, you can watch it on, like, all streaming devices, but it's, like, $2.99, and it's not on Amazon. What the fuck?
I know.
It's from 2002. So, like, why does it still cost money?
I've seen Scary Movie 3, which is, like,
Signs. It's, like, the same thing. Except the aliens aren't in, like, the gray suits. They don't look like that. Damn, I really want to send you a picture.
I love Scream 3. A lot of people don't like it because it's the first scary movie movie without the Wayans brothers behind it.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
It's still funny. If it's funny, you know, it's entertaining.
Yeah.
Wait, have you seen The Fourth Kind?
No.
That's an alien movie. Okay, it's an alien movie with Mia Jovovich.
Oh, I started to watch that, but I hate that bitch's face.
Oh, really? Because that movie fucking terrifies me. Jesus Christ.
That was on Netflix for a little while. Is it still on Netflix?
Oh, shit. If it is, I might have to do something about it. Let me see.
Contact Netflix, tell them to take it off. No, but
yeah, Conjuring. I was gonna say, like, tell them to make it go away because it's scary.
The Conjuring is on Netflix finally.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that's really cool. I'll have to watch that.
The
The Sixth Sense.
How much money's in my bank account right now? Six cents.
I bought something with cash today. I got back 6 cents.
Who pays cash anymore? Who are you?
Shut up! Who am I running? I know, right? Sorry.
Don't leave a paper trail.
I just had some. No, leaving a paper trail is when you use your debit card, dude. Cash is when you can't.
Fuck, speaking of paper trails.
Right.
Speaking of paper trails, goddamn.
What have you done? Did you leave one? Did you leave a paper trail?
No. But last week at work, I got a letter from the IRS.
Uh-oh.
And I considered quitting my job because I don't want to deal with it.
Did you forget to do your taxes?
No, this is from like 2016. It's not my personal taxes. It's the church's.
Oh.
And the secretary in 2016 forgot to send like an important document. And I guess they're just now getting around to going through the stuff from 2016.
Yeah.
Seems like it. So we can't find it. So tomorrow the rector and someone else is going to go through the archival room that apparently the secretary set up with a very complicated coding system to try and find it.
Wow.
But I'm just going to tell you, she was organized, but not as organized as I would like to be. So I'm going to go through like when I don't have a lot to do and revamp it, like not too much. She just has it organized month by month, and I would like to have it month by month with separate folders for each thing. Mm-hmm. Like when I'm going through and reconciling accounts in QuickBooks, I don't want to have to look through all the bills to find all the weekly giving sheets. I want to just go to the weekly giving sheets, go to the certain bills, go to this, go to that.
I think it is on Netflix.
What's on Netflix?
Still, The Fourth Kind.
If
it is, though,
I did a search and it didn't come up.
Really? If it didn't come up, it probably isn't on there anymore. Which is, well, I don't know why they do that. They take off the good shit
because
that's like seriously fucking terrifies
because
me.
That money costs stuff.
That money costs stuff. Yes. Shit! Why did I think of that? Sorry, I asked.
Dirty Girl is back on Netflix, though. Fuck, I love
Dirty Girl. That sounds awesome. What's that about?
It stars Juno Temple, who's like my girl.
What?
And it's not a romantic comedy, but it is kind of a girly flick. This girl. It takes place in the 1980s, and a promiscuous teen girl, a chubby gay boy. They run away to find her father, but they might just find themselves. But it's...
Does that mean they fall in love?
No. They just become really good friends and shit. And it's just a really cute movie, and I love it. I love Juno Temple so much. I want her to be in my play.
She's super hot.
She's, like, literally who I picture as the lead character in my play.
Yeah. Well, now that you told me that one time, that's all I picture, and it's pretty great.
Good, because... The lead in my play needs to be like this tiny, unintimidating blonde girl who's also kind of creepy. And I think Juno Temple captures that perfectly.
Perfect.
Like when you look at her, she's just kind of not intimidating. She's so tiny. And then
she is tiny.
I think Juno Temple's only like 5 foot two.
I know, but she is banging.
I know. Anyway, we should talk about the movie at hand. Right?
Yeah. Huh.
First of all, I know we talk about acting first, but I need to get this out of the way.
All right.
Going hiking on your own, just not a good idea, to be honest.
TBH, I would never even do that. Like, I would never even, like, walk down the street by myself.
I mean, I do that, but...
At night in the desert by myself, down the street.
I mean, there are no streets.
I would never go on a trail at night by myself.
Okay, that's better.
So, yeah, because you got to watch out for dudes running around, getting shot down by the cops.
It was in the
middle
of the day.
See, you just had firsthand experience. Oh, was it in the middle of the day? See, when you told me that story, I literally pictured it all happening in the middle of the night.
No, we go to the trail, like, after we both get off from work. So we go at, like, 5 o'clock.
You know why I thought it was, like, I pictured it at night? Because I only go for walks at night with Luke.
Oh.
Huh. Interesting.
I know.
You got to tell me what time of the day so I know.
I am sorry. I am not a good writer.
Now it's less scary.
No, it was still pretty scary thinking, oh, maybe this guy actually is armed and David and I are about to get shot.
Right.
Or at least taken as hostage.
Yeah, that is. Right. Yeah, that's not a very fun thing when you're trying to calm yourself with a nice walk.
Yeah. Also, speaking of real horror show shit, I know we need to get to the fucking movie. It's so boring. I am looking at a second church now, and it was their vacation Bible school week.
Bam.
And, like, I don't want to talk shit because who knows if they ever find this, but it just kind of sucks when vacation Bible school is kind of the job of one person and her volunteers, but she ends up dragging everybody else into the church to help her with it when I've been with this church before. I was with them in December and January, but that was 7 months ago. So I need to take time to like reorient myself with everything. And it's really hard to do that when I'm helping her do her stuff.
Right. Right.
And it's like vacation Bible school stuff and data entry is important, but that's kind of your job. And I need to get the shit ready for this week's Sunday service.
Right. That shit's annoying when they like bug you and it's like, no, you do you.
Like,
just because you're lazy and don't want to do it.
I'm not saying she's lazy. I think she was just overwhelmed and I understand that. It's just now I'm overwhelmed for tomorrow because I need to get everything printed and set up for Sunday service. Mm-hmm. Like, have you ever worked in a church before?
No.
Shit, those old people are so fucking picky.
Does youth group and like volunteering for stuff like that like count?
Yes.
I mean, like I volunteered a bunch for like fish fries and stuff like that.
Yeah, they all count as volunteer hours. Okay. If you're volunteering, it counts towards your volunteer hours.
I'm working for them. I mean, it counts on my volunteer hours, but like I volunteered for them. Would you say that counts as like working for the church?
Oh. I don't know.
I mean, I guess I did deal with like, they are really picky. They're just like stuck up.
Like, I always hear, because over at the Episcopal Church, Kathy and I are like changing it up. She wants to get rid of the playground because it's dilapidated and a safety hazard, and the old people don't like that. She wants to put in a parking lot. Heaven forbid we have more than street parking at the church, right?
Yeah, you definitely should have a parking lot. That'd be rad.
Like, I understand if the concern is money. That's a perfectly valid concern.
Right.
But still, if it's just because we're getting rid of a playground kids don't even play on, like, just demolish it.
Seriously, it's just like an eyesore.
Just buy an iPad for the kids.
Right. So they can virtually play in the park with their avatar.
All right. So acting was it was all right. Like, it's always hard for me to rate acting when it's just kind of people in modern day acting like how they would IRL.
Yeah, and I actually like hate that.
You do?
Yeah, like, because that's like, I don't know.
It still feels unnatural.
Just like how the, it feels unnatural because of how like the brother and his friend act together. I'm just like, people don't do that. You know? What do you think? What were you going to say?
I don't know. I don't hang around guys too often, but...
Yeah. I mean, the girl, she was okay. The one that was, like, super annoying was the other guy in front of, like, all the PCs and stuff.
Yeah.
Goose.
Why didn't
he was,
actually...
like, super annoying.
Why didn't he actually go with her?
Because he's the cool tech guy, so he has to, like, be in his tech room.
I guess.
With his, like, dual screen desktop computer and his like fancy lingo that probably isn't real.
Don't talk shit about
your dual screens are cool.
Thank you.
The Goose isn't, because he's just a big loser and like his name is Goose, which is really stupid. And they're like, why is his name Goose? I don't know. Wow. I thought it was his real name. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? It's just your friend. So it was just the dumbest thing.
Yeah.
Dumbass. It's like that.
Yeah, I thought she was fine. I mean, she was acting by herself, so a lot of the movie relied on her.
She was, like, all right for the most part. She was just kind of nervous all the time, which is fine.
But if you're nervous all the time, why are you going out to the desert by yourself?
That too. So like the whole like aspect of the film is a conundrum. She's like, I'm gonna go out by myself and find my brother's body.
I don't get that, because if three grown-ass men disappeared in the desert, why do you think you're not gonna disappear in the desert?
I think it was just the two of them.
No, there was a third one.
There's a third
guy.
There
was a third guy.
I don't remember.
You're the one who took notes.
Let me see if I said anything about that. I didn't say anything about it.
That's your only acting note, so Goose isn't like a cool and mysterious name.
Yeah, so Goose isn't like a cool mysterious. It is dumb because then you see him and you're just like, oh, it's just this fucking guy.
Oh shit, I just found a magnifying glass.
Oh, that's awesome. Now you can like see stuff closer.
Yeah. I'm recording in a different location today, listeners. I'm at the roll-down desk in the study.
Nice.
Where all true artists created their art.
Absolutely.
Or
I'm at the good old corner desk.
Or where 7th grade me was forced to sit and do her homework and hate her life. Dude, my 7th grade history teacher goes to one of the churches I work at, and she hasn't, like, acknowledged that she taught me. Like, bitch.
Bitch. Okay, so anyway, now that acting is all cleared up, let's talk about the next
story,
thing.
Which we've already talked about?
Yes.
Dumb bitch goes into the desert alone and thinks nothing bad is going to happen?
I said, wait, this is a fun... Okay, listeners, it's been like a week and a half since I watched this, so... If these people went missing, why didn't their stuff go missing with them? Like, shit, it's almost unbelievable that their video is left over perfectly preserved in high def.
Yeah.
In the desert.
That's true.
What do you think about that?
That's true. I feel like...
And he buried it. He fucking buried that shit, too, in like under a rock or something. And I'm just like, how the fuck did she find it?
Yeah, that shit would be...
Oh, because she had like...
That shit would be dusty. It wouldn't play well.
It would be so full of dust that you wouldn't be able to use
probably.
It.
Probably.
Because like, it's all gunked up. She's like, no, it's
and
like perfect.
How did an animal like, not
she's like, it's so good. Right. She's like, it's so perfectly preserved that she could just like stream it to that guy in the middle of the silence zone.
Like that really fucking bothered me. Like how does she have perfect reception in the middle of the fucking desert?
She's in the middle of the zone of silence, which is like
zone of silence, yeah.
Yeah. Zone of silence. So there's like not supposed to be anything.
Yeah, that's a real place, right?
At all. Yeah, but she has like 20 GoPros and she's like fucking streaming 24/7 to this guy, like live streaming using data that's not available. What the fuck?
Dude, not only has she been abducted by aliens, but her mom is going to be pissed when she gets the cell phone bill.
For real. And she has all these like cameras and shit. She's like, these are my cameras and this is what they do. Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, well, that's cool. But then I wrote, do you know how much a single GoPro is? Like the one on her shoulder.
Like $100.
$500, dude. Man. Like $300 to $500 is like how much a GoPro is. Not including the straps used to strap it onto your body. Like on her like shoulder thing. So I was like, damn, dude. I know that because there's this GoPro on my registry.
Yeah, it's called really the Zone of Silence because it's an area where it's believed radio signals and any type of communications cannot be received. So how are they streaming perfect video and talking on the phone?
I don't understand any of that. Like, see, I thought the point of the movie was when she got to the zone of silence and camped out there,
she would be alone.
That she wouldn't have any reception anymore. And I'd be like, uh-oh, now it's like, you know, what are we going to do? And it's just going to be her video that we find. But it's the video is actually like a live stream of her videoing to this guy. And so I'm like, I don't understand. It's totally unrealistic.
Like, I think it would have been a much scarier movie had she lost signal. And
that's what I'm saying. That's what I thought was going to happen. But then it just like kept going and it didn't, nothing happened.
It would be like, would gravity be as good as people claimed it was if George Clooney didn't die 20 minutes in. I haven't seen Gravity.
Well, like, he's, like, annoying. I mean, I didn't see Gravity, but, like...
Like, would Castaway have been good if he had a working cell phone and could just, like, talk to his fiance every day? Aww. Actually, that would have been a better movie.
I think that was his wife.
No, it was his fiance.
Ellen Hunt?
They weren't married, were they?
Dude, they may have been.
I literally just watched.
Wait, I don't know.
Castaway like 3 months ago with David.
Because you know what? I think that like she was expecting him to give her a ring, and he like had it, and he never gave it to her or something. Is that right? Because in the car before he went in the plane, they were exchanging Christmas gifts, and like he got her like something, and it wasn't a ring, and like she got him like towels or some shit. I don't know. Damn, I haven't seen that movie in a while, but I'm trying to remember like the specifics.
I think it's on HBO Go.
Oh, that's cool.
It made me ugly.
I have HBO.
That was the first movie I ever like ugly cried to when I was 8 years old.
I was gonna say you watched it before, yeah. Right? Yeah. Like, okay, cool. Yeah, that's a
seven
great
or 8 year old me was absolutely destroyed by that movie.
Oh yeah. Did it make you like take a second thought about airplane travel?
No. Okay. Because I don't fly on FedEx planes.
FedEx, yeah, like freight airplanes. Yeah.
But like my mom's tucking me into bed and I just burst into tears because he lost Wilson.
Yeah. Like, I know,
shit,
right?
Still Wilson's tears friend. Me inside. She should. Maybe she would have lived if she took a volleyball with her.
That's true. Yeah. So to the listeners, Zone of Silence is a real place in
Mexico.
In Mexico, in the southern Chihuahua Desert. And it is called that because, like Sam said, there's a disruption of like, I guess like radio signals, any kind of signals like that. And they say in this article, it's caused by subterranean deposits of magnetite as well as debris from meteorites. So it's just like a super area with like a lot of celestial activity. Like UFOs, extraterrestrials, some say. But it is not proven that there are any UFOs or extraterrestrials there.
Although.
So at least the movie's about a real place, which I was like, oh, well, great.
Yeah, if only they actually showed it for what it's urban legend to be other than aliens.
Right. I know, right? Because a real horror show is going out to a desert place and not knowing it's like a zone of silence, and then you like lose signal and you're mm-hmm. lost and no one can find mm-hmm. you. That's even more terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what the real horror show is, which is one of my story plot things that I wrote. Forgetting the sunscreen is serious. Because the brother and his friend, they were like, oh, I can't believe you forgot sunscreen. I was like, dude, you're in the fucking desert. You're going to like get really fucked up.
Hey, speaking of sunscreen, we opened the pool. Do you want to come down and go swimming?
Absolutely. Is it a heated pool?
Yeah.
Oh, rad. Yeah,
and
sure.
A hot tub.
Ah, oh, sweet. Yeah, I want to do that.
All right, just get in your car and start driving.
Okay, I'll be there. If I leave right now, I'll get there at...
probably like 3.
You're in Christiansburg, so how far are you from Alexandria?
It's the complete opposite direction, so I think it's still 3 or 5 hours from Alexandria to your place, but we already looked it up for when we go up for your wedding. It's only mm-hmm. about 5 hours.
So if I leave right now, I will be there at 3 a.m. Podcast pool party. Yeah.
I had a pool party last week.
You can come up to my – oh, really? Yeah. You have to come up to my pool at the the community pool at the apartment complex.
Oh, that sounds exactly like something I'd want to do.
Do you want to do that? Just forget about your private pool and come to my community
pool.
Yes,
I would love to go swimming with everybody and their 5-year-old.
Excuse me,
that was disgusting.
Your excuse is totally fine.
So, what other story notes do you have? Oh, you pulled something from Atlas Obscura. Share that on Postcard Press.
Oh, yeah, sure. It's about the Zone of Silence. I'll share it now.
GoPros are expensive.
GoPros are expensive. Dude, freaking sounds pretty serious. Listen, if I was in the middle of the desert and heard sounds like that, I would freak out.
Yeah.
And wow, it took her.
I haven't been camping in like 3 years. And no, it was longer than 3 years. Holy shit. Because it was like the year before David and I started dating and he went with us. I don't know if I've ever told you this, but this is a real camping horror story that fits the theme of the show. So I'm with my friends. And first off, my friend Kelsey borrows a corkscrew from some guys at another campsite because she forgot one for our wine. And so she returns it and he comes by and says hi later on, or maybe he did the next morning. Either way, during the night we were playing a drinking game and Kings. You're not a drinker, so you've probably never played Kings.
No, what does that mean?
It's like a card drinking game. Each card has a rule, and one of the rules we made up with was the person who draws this card has to hold my pillow pet named Steven.
Yeah. Okay.
So we meet this guy and he's like, oh yeah, where are you heading to next? Because we were going to camp out at another campground the next day, and we told him and he was like, oh yeah, I'm heading there too.
I'm already scared.
So we're at the campsite and he comes over to say hi, and David's like finishing up getting the tents ready, and we all introduce ourselves, and David comes back from around the tent and he goes, oh, and you must be Steven.
Oh god.
It's like, oh my god, was he outside our tent last night?
That's creepy.
I know.
He was listening. That's a real horror show.
Yeah.
Steven.
Yeah.
And was David like, sure do.
And like, if he was outside our tent listening, what the fuck did he think when he heard loser has to hold Steven when they talk?
Loser has to hold Steven when they die. Yeah, like, what the fuck? That's really,
you know,
weird.
What? Just everybody don't go camping.
Do you camp a lot anymore?
No, not really. No. I've considered it, but my allergies are so bad.
Oh, really?
And I'm super vain.
What kind of things are you allergic to?
I have seasonal allergies, and I'm allergic to cats.
Oh, okay.
But
so, for your seasonal allergies, is it like tree pollen and stuff?
But I don't really give a shit about my allergy to cats because I love cats, so I'm just going to hold all the cats and love them and let them know I love them.
You should do that.
I did something naughty yesterday when I was at David's house, and I may have given their youngest cat its first taste of real meat.
Oh.
Because I'm on a low-carb diet, so I was just eating some ham slices, and like, he was just sitting there and being super cute, and then I pet him, and he has the most pitiful meow. Even though he's 2 years old, he still mews like a kitten. So I gave him a tiny piece of ham, and now he probably craves human flesh.
Human flesh? A tiny piece of ham?
Yeah. All right, so moving on to production. It's found footage. Like,
there's
always something inherently weird about found footage films where it's just like a little too well filmed, like the quality of film is a little too good.
Yeah, this is like almost so, it's the quality is so good that it's almost like I keep forgetting it's found footage.
Yeah, like I want a found footage horror movie where the idiot like keeps putting his finger over the lens by accident.
Yes,
I want it filmed on a vertical iPhone.
I'm about, yeah, right. Vertical orientation. I'm about to like make a horror movie, like film just like with my, if I ever get a GoPro with that, and it'll be like the best found footage ever because I'll just be the one filming it and that's it. So good. Anyway, I said I was really hoping this wasn't a found footage, but of course it is. Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
Every goddamn movie we stumble upon is fucking found footage.
I think because it's
sick of it.
It's got to be cheaper to film than like a full on
stable
cam movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, geez.
And also, it's spookier because it's like it's real life and it's like the Blair Witch Project. If people believe the Blair Witch Project was real, so they'll believe this movie really happened.
Not anymore. The Blair Witch did it for the first time and like it was the best.
I know.
One,
I think then, we talked about that in one of our early reviews, how the Blair Witch Project worked as a found footage film because it was the first real found footage film. And it came out when the internet was like first starting, which is so weird to say.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was easy to be like, oh no, these people, these actors in this movie went missing.
Right.
But still, as far as found footage films go, this one didn't piss me off as much as the Poughkeepsie tapes. Oh. Did you ever watch that?
No. What is it called?
Poughkeepsie tapes.
No, what's that about?
It's about a serial killer who left a series of tapes of his murders, but what pisses me off about it is a lot of, like, it does the thing where the quality of the tape isn't good, but because the quality of the tape isn't good, yeah, it's realistic, but guess what? I can't fucking see the creepy shit he's doing. Like, every time it's starting to get really creepy and uncomfortable, the camera starts getting, like, or the tape gets like all blurry and fucked up and you can't see what's happening, which defeats the purpose of a horror movie.
Right, because
find a balance.
Yeah, it's not that every single time he does something bad, the camera should go out like that. Like, come on.
Yeah.
It's too coincidental.
But I'll send you an illegal streaming link to it. I mean, I'll send you a high quality link that doesn't go to a sketchy website for you to stream it.
Please don't do that.
I mean, it's...
just give me the real shit.
It's not terrible. It's okay. Just, yeah. I mean, there's one scene in it that does like make me uncomfortable to think about, just being in a big house by myself.
Oh, what is it?
It's when he kidnaps his long-term victim and he's just like hiding in her house the whole day and stabs her boyfriend to death and then kidnaps her.
Oh shit.
So that scares me.
Yeah, and it's easy to hide in a big house.
Stop. That's what I think all the time when I'm home alone at night. Like, you know,
don't worry, there's no one in your house now. I'm just saying.
I don't know that because there's so many places they could hide.
Dude, they're still hiding and you won't know they're there until they reveal themselves.
Like downstairs in our downstairs entryway. We had a storage room and David had no idea that was like an actual walk-in giant storage room we had until I opened the door to go look for something. And he was like, I thought it was just like a broom closet.
It's like, no, it's like fucking hallways.
It's like a storage closet the size of my studio apartment in Alexandria.
Oh, shit. I was in there.
It's where our water heater is, so it's big.
Ah, okay.
And just filled with creepy crawlies, so I don't like going in there.
Creepy crawlies. What else did I say about production?
I've been so ADD this episode, I'm sorry.
I said, the girl hiking and camping out is pretty realistic so far. Just her trekking in the desert, however, that is extremely dangerous.
It is, and I agree with you, because... like, I know people hike the Appalachian Trail and the Pacific Coast Trail alone... but they start out alone and usually they team up with other hikers along the way.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, that's a normal thing.
Plus, they're like...
experienced.
I don't want to say like career hikers, but like they're experienced as fuck.
Yeah, you don't just do Appalachian and Pacific Coast.
To start.
Yeah. Unless you're Cheryl Strayed.
Is that the one lady from that... movie.
Where she has no hiking experience and
she hikes the whole damn thing, doesn't she?
She hikes most of it, I think. I think she does California to Oregon.
Damn, that's awesome. I want to do that. That's on my list.
Yeah. I would like to do parts of the Appalachian Trail. I see my friends, I've had a couple of friends do it, and it's like, wow, that's so inspiring. I wish I had the willpower to do that shit.
You gotta get the right gear. Yeah.
And I know, I think, I've heard Appalachian is a lot easier than Pacific Coast because there are more stops along the way.
Yes.
But, I don't know. I'm just not a nature person.
Yeah, that's okay. It's fine.
It's fine.
How do you feel about this? Should the alien noises be backtracking? Because that's more like satanic than anything.
I know what you mean. I think if I was doing this movie, I would have it cause more like audio distortion than anything.
Yeah.
Because like when I think of aliens, I think of high tech stuff. So if their like technology is getting close to you, maybe that starts screwing up your audio equipment and your camera equipment. So there's more distortion than like demonic backtracking noises.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Also, I lost my shit when the alien started coming towards her and there's just this light floating on the horizon. I lost my shit because that looked like just 1950s bad movie editing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I lost my shit.
Oh, God. Oh, another really, another, like, bad editing, like, production thing would have to be when, I think it's toward the end of the movie whenever the brother goes over the hill because he's following a scary noise and it's really dark out, and then the one friend like scares him and he's holding the only light and he's holding the flashlight on the camera, and then the light is just going out into the darkness, but then in the distance you can see a reflect off of something, some sort of like a camera lens or something, and I'm just like, you guys need to fucking cover that shit up. I know, I'm like, that's not an alien, that's just a reflection. So if you want it to be super found footage, you gotta take down your stuff.
If you want found footage, you just gotta let an 11-year-old film it.
Pretty much. And they like run around and the camera's like all shaking. People are like, oh, I can't watch it because it makes me nauseous.
That's the real horror show.
Wasn't that the deal with like when that one monster movie came out, Cloverfield, and it was so shaky that people were like, I can't even watch it because it makes me nauseous.
Yeah, people said that about Blair Witch Project too.
Oh, well, Blair Witch Project didn't make me nauseous.
Well, I mean, fine. 1990s, this was the first real found footage horror film, so.
When people fainted in the theaters.
Speaking of movies.
It's like, oh, it's so scary.
Speaking of movies, I'm pretty much decided that I am probably going to go for my PhD.
Oh, nice.
I just need to polish up my last real academic paper, which was my senior thesis on A Clockwork Orange, and I just don't feel like we're doing that. Yeah. I need to.
What? Yeah.
Good news for me is that my professor who helped me with that paper, he retired. So I'm going to email him and see if he'd be willing to help me go over it again, like polish it up. It's just.
Yeah, of course.
That's a lot of work.
What schools are you looking at now? For PhD,
I'm still looking at Vanderbilt because it is fully funded for 5 years.
Is that the one that you keep telling me to look at too?
It's in Nashville.
Okay, nice.
And Michigan University, because they let you pick a subplan for your PhD. So
nice,
and it can be pretty much anything you want. It can be like film or travel or.
Sweet.
I'm not going to do horror because I don't need a PhD.
I was going to say horror.
You can do horror.
I'll do horror. I'll do like horror.
No,
fiction.
I want to do, I don't know if it would fall under mass media or something else, but I kind of want to focus my PhD and teach how social media and technology changes the way we receive information and how we interpret things and analyze things. I'm not sure if that would ultimately fall under communications. I don't think it would because I'm taking more of an analytical approach to it rather than how to use it to your advantage.
Yes, that sounds about right.
Because I think a lot of English courses and composition courses are a little outdated when it comes to the types of argumentative papers you write. You've got to really think how people argue on the internet these days.
It's special.
So what are the real horrors of this movie? I would definitely say going out into the desert by yourself thinking it's all going to be hunky-dory.
You'll like my list of realistic aspects.
Aliens.
Yeah, aliens. Going to find aliens, not expecting to be abducted, being abducted anyway. In that order.
I would not appreciate being abducted.
Okay, so first of all, there was a tractor beam and she was in it.
I'm so she done had, with tractor beeves. They're
she
so
had at least
done.
A 45 second delay before it took her. She didn't even try to run away. She just like kind of like cowered there. And I'm like, just fucking run away. It's a tractor beam. You're going to go up. And then I was like, is she going to go up? And then she did. But it gave her like ample time to run away. So, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, like, I guess that's the whole paralyzed by fear thing. But
maybe the aliens were testing her. Maybe they were like, well, if she runs away, that means she's smart. And if she doesn't, it means no one's really going to miss
flight.
Her.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You can't fight an alien.
And she really wasn't going to do anything.
She really...
No. Had she started running, she would have been saved by the helicopter, probably.
Yeah, I know. If she could have ran in the direction of the helicopter... I mean, of course, the helicopter was like 5 seconds too late there. And they were like, oh, we didn't notice that there was a UFO there. Oops,
oh,
must be invisible.
Damn helicopters always being 5 seconds late.
They can't fucking see anything. Like, oh, I didn't notice that there was a UFO. Being out in a desert by yourself, though, that's dangerous because she was trekking and she was hiking, and then there was a sandstorm, and I was like, dude, mm-hmm. I was like, dude, you can really like your water will turn into mud if it's not like in your fucking backpack, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that kind of thing.
Whatever your gender identity is, you should not go trekking into the desert by yourself.
I know. Whatever your gender identity
is. Just like, I'm not going to turn this into she was a woman, so she was victimized by the desert. No, don't go out into the fucking desert by yourself.
You're not supposed to go out there. Like, I don't think they like say that you're allowed to like hike out there because it's like dangerous because you can't call for help.
Yeah, and you know what's really bad about the desert is there's
hot.
No fucking water in the desert.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's hot and there's no shade.
There are animals.
Animals
that could
ape
you.
You
could, there are rocks you could fall and break your ankle, and what are you gonna do? You're in the zone of silence. You don't have fucking cell phone signal.
Exactly. But you can stream to the guy, but the guy can't get to you because he's his fucking house.
I know. Like, I keep going on about this, but I'm so done with horror movies where they just make stupid decisions.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I think it would be just as scary to watch people do everything you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And you still end up dead.
Still end up dead.
That's scarier than just dirt, 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 dirt. Like, what the fuck do you think is gonna happen?
6 day fucking hike, herp derp. Yep, I got one book bag and it's got everything I need. Okay.
My trail mix and my little can. My little canteen.
One bag of trail mix and one canteen. It will not sustain you because she's hiking there and back, but she camps there and there's no like campsite to like replenish. So realistically, not everything that she was carrying would have fit in one backpack, no matter how big her pack is.
She shoved the rest in her vagina.
In her vagina. And she had only one outfit the whole time. It was like the pink tank top shorts thing, and I was like, don't you have any other clothes?
Oh, God, I hope she packed more underwear and socks. That's a yeast infection waiting to happen.
And then she had like
yeast infection.
A four-person tent that she was carrying with her for some reason. And like 12 cameras. I'm like, that shit takes up space, man.
Yeah.
She had a 4-person tent for no reason. I'm just like, woman.
You know, now that we're laying all this out, this movie wasn't very realistic.
Yeah, now that I'm talking about it, because when I think about it, it happened. It was like 2 weeks ago now. I was like, oh yeah, that was all right. But like now I'm like thinking about the details. I'm just like, well, actually.
Actually, she did everything wrong.
Actually, in real life, no one would have fucking did this because it's stupid.
Had she died out there alone, she would have no one to blame but herself.
Exactly. And you know what? Aliens took her, and yeah.
Like, gosh dang, your older brother and his two friends get abducted or die or disappear, and they're three grown-ass men. What does your little girl-ass think she's doing by herself with 12 fucking cameras and...
I know. 12 cameras.
Like, I'm not saying she's weak because she's a woman. I'm saying she's weak because she's stupid.
Yeah, she's really stupid. And then at the end of the movie, you know how like the found footage would be like,
like, this is the last thing that we found. Like, and then it'll be like, why didn't they have like the guy talk about it? Because Goose isn't dead. He's the one who had all this footage streaming. So like, there should have been like a little tidbit, like,
because Goose is a little pansy ass bitch.
He is a pansy ass bitch.
Goose is a pansy ass biosh.
I know. And he was like trying to act all cool and shit, but like, he wasn't even in the shit. He was in his room.
Yeah.
So yeah. Maybe he's like, I don't feel like hiking because I'm too tired.
Like, golly gee willikers. I'm trying not to swear as much, even though I've said the F-bomb like 10 times.
Yeah, that's totally fine. But I really don't have anything else.
You know what the real horror show is?
What?
Grad Image is still emailing me.
Dude, really? It's like, do you want a picture from the graduation or not? It's like, no.
I don't want any pictures Please. Of me ever.
Same.
I'm debating going to Hot Topic or Spencer's and buying like cheap hockey masks for us to wear for our wedding pictures together. Like, I think that would be funny.
Yeah, I think that
we would have to do them after the wedding so our makeup doesn't get fucked up.
I think that you should have a hockey mask and I'll have a Michael Myers mask.
All right, so we'll have to do it after the ceremony.
Yeah,
so because our hair and makeup doesn't get fucked up.
That's exactly right.
Or you can just walk down the aisle in a Michael Myers mask. I'm sure the pastor, or whatever they're called in a Byzantine church.
Yeah,
Byzantine.
Would love that.
Yeah, he's the pastor, I think. Yeah.
I'm sure he'd be like, did you not listen to your Canva classes?
Pre-Canna classes. Dude, our pastor like knew that pre-Canna was bullshit. He was like, IRL, I'm like, sorry, you have to do this. But like, it has to be done. I'm like, oh yeah, it's okay. And then I'm like, oh, I understand.
I don't fucking get it. Catholics are weird.
I hope that you don't have to do that.
I don't think David and I are planning on having a religious wedding.
Ugh, even better.
Because we're not. Neither of us are Catholic, first of all.
What are you, then?
I'm a confirmed Methodist.
Nice.
I was baptized when I was 13, so I'm
wow
Methodist through and through.
Nice.
So, there's that.
That's really interesting.
But yeah.
I'm just like, I don't know. I'm Roman by Roman Catholic by
birth.
By birth.
I'm sorry.
By Byzantine.
That means you got to have like 7 children.
Baptism, birth. I know. Isn't that some shit?
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather not do that. I'd rather not. I don't have any other notes about the movie.
You got to fill your quiver with arrows, Jacqueline.
My quiver with arrows.
Yeah, that's like some sect of Christianity that believes that.
Oh, God. Have you been watching The Handmaid's Tale? Like, are you up to date on that shit?
Oh, shit, yeah. Have you not been following my monthly Facebook rants about it?
The last one I saw was about, like, Serena Joy was the only one that was, like, her character was developing.
Yeah.
But, like, are you up to date? Like, you just watched the episode where, like, she's in the snowy house by
herself?
Yeah,
I just watched that. And I think it's such bullshit because they timed that episode because it's the last episode that can be considered for an Emmy. And it's like, damn. Stop pitting What's-Her-Face against the girl playing Serena Joy. Like, I think Serena Joy can still go out for Best Supporting Actress, but still.
Yeah.
I think development-wise and complexity of the character-wise, I think, hands down, the actress doing Serena Joy deserves an Emmy.
Yeah. Hannah McKay from Dexter.
Phenomenal. Like, shit, why? I've suddenly blanked on Alfred's name. The actress's name.
Oh, I have no idea. June.
June sure. Like, she's a great actress. She's a phenomenal actress, but I feel like growth-wise.
Yeah.
And complexity-wise, I don't think Offred has
We're learning more about Serena Joy.
Yeah. Like, I don't think there's as much complexity to her character as there is Serena Joy's, and that's a very hard character to play.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's a horrible person.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you really feel for her and understand where she was coming from with all of this.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, from her perspective.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the day, she really only wanted to have a baby, and she wanted to do something about the declining birth rates.
Yeah.
And she kind of just blew up in her face.
Right.
She did play a vital role in it, but still, I think her intentions were... The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Yes, of course. But so there is like two more episodes, right?
Yeah. And I think this is my theory. Mm-hmm. Serena Joy is the key to ending Gilead. Not Offred, not the other handmaids. I think it's going to be Serena Joy.
I agree completely.
She is the key to bringing this down. If she doesn't get her baby, she has no reason to continue down the path she's on. And I think 100%, she's smart. She probably memorized that reporter's phone number.
Oh, yeah.
So 100%, by the end of the next episode, if not in the season finale, she's going to contact him.
She's going to contact him and be like, hey, I actually do want to go to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick of Jophian.
Mm-hmm.
Fred.
Although I will say, Fred, the guy who plays Commander Waterford, he's pretty fine.
Yeah, Jophian. So he's Raytheon's brother.
He played Shakespeare in Shakespeare in Love, right?
I don't know. I only care about his brother, Raytheon, who played the Tooth Fairy, a.k.a. What's his face in Red Dragon? So, Francis Dolarhyde. Jophian was the priest guy in American Horror Story Asylum.
Oh, he played Lord Voldemort. I had no idea they were brothers.
Yeah, but I prefer Raytheon way more. French.
They're both fine.
I was super excited that he actually spoke French. I was like, yeah, he's in Canada. Let it fly. And it was awesome. So cool. What a waste of a great accent.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But anyway, I have a love-hate relationship with this season's Handmaid's Tale.
What is the next movie we have to watch?
The next movie we are watching, I am so glad you asked because I did pull it up.
Oh, nice. And I'm excited to hear it.
I've talked about this movie in passing on the podcast before. Next movie we are watching is American Poltergeist.
American Poltergeist. Oh, right.
Lizzie Borden butchered her family in this house a century ago. Today, history is about to repeat itself. This movie, so fucking bad. And the one thing, the only thing I remember from it is going on the IMDb message boards, RIP, and someone, I swear to fucking God, they were from the film crew because this was such a bullshit positive comment. Wow, it's really nice to see a horror film where the females aren't victimized or the female lead isn't victimized. And I'm like, have you never watched a horror film before?
Right.
Not understand the concept of being chased by a guy with a machete. Like, you can have the world's biggest wang and still get victimized by Jason and Freddy. Like,
yes.
That's the whole concept of about to be murdered is you're being victimized.
About to be murdered.
It's not because they're women. Like, horror, almost since its conception, has always had strong female protagonists, except Alice from Friday the 13th, Fight Me.
Oh, yeah, Fight Me. Is Alice the one who's like, the boy in the lake?
Yeah. The one who's kind of, she's the final girl, but she's kind of just there for most of the movie.
Yeah, and she cuts off, like, Mrs. Voorhees's head with one fail swoop of the knife. Or, like, whatever it was, an axe. I don't even know what she used.
And I think I speak for everyone when I say Kevin Spacey should have been the final girl.
Kevin Spacey.
Not Kevin Spacey, Kevin Bacon. I'm sorry.
I was like, Kevin Spacey, what?
I'm sorry, that was my mistake. That shouldn't have happened, and I will now live my life as a gay man.
Nice. I'm sorry, I don't know what happened. I don't really remember it, but like it sounds really bad, so I'm going to be a gay man now. I'm going to live my life out as a gay man, by the way.
I'm just going to do that every time. I'm just going to say that every time I make a mistake.
And trans.
Especially.
Like, I don't remember it, but it sounds terrible, and I'm sorry, but like I'm a gay man now, so
Especially at work. Oh, I printed the wrong number of church bulletins. I'm sorry. That was my mistake. I don't remember doing it.
Sounds really terrible. Too many church bulletins. Have you wasted the paper? That's God's precious paper.
Shit, no, we use special bulletin paper, and that shit's expensive, yo. Not super expensive, but still, it costs money.
It's more expensive than regular paper. All right.
Anyway, do you have the end notes pulled up?
Bitch, gotta go to bed. Yes, I do. I know, right? It's already like 10:30.
Yeah, how did that happen?
In Eastern Standard Time. Right? That's where we are, right?
Yes. End the show.
Okay. Real Horror Show is created by Sam Odie and Stormy Skies and is directed by Sam Odie. Today we learned that you probably shouldn't go hike in the desert by yourself because you will be abducted by aliens. Yes. That's what we got. Right, Sam?
What else did we learn?
Did we learn anything more important than that?
We learned if your car's on fire, just accept it.
If your car's on fire, the only thing left to do is to just sit and wait and watch it burn, I guess. You have to just choose a new car.
Yeah.
Well, like what you hear, you can find Real Horror Show on SoundCloud, Stitcher, and iTunes. Really, really like what you hear? Follow us on Twitter @horrorshow_pod or search for Real Horror Show on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook @RealHorrorShow. Like our page and share our stuff. We also have a website that all of our written reviews and podcasts can be found, realhorrorshow.com. Want to interact with us? Want to make sure we're real humans, not space vampires? Comment on our website or email us @realhorrorshowpodcast@gmail.com. Want to argue with us about something, or you think that you have a really great horror movie review that you're dying to share with two random strangers from the internet? Leave us a comment and let us know. Or check out the contribute page on our website and follow the rubric before sending us anything. If it's not done according to the rubric, it will be disregarded. Sorry, not sorry. We post written reviews often. Sam just did 2 zers in a row because I couldn't come through because and watch the tiny film.
It was a 12
minute. I really thought it was... Sam, listen to me. Every time we watch a fucking movie, it's 2 hours and 40 minutes long. So once you say, oh, watch this movie, just make time. I was like, oh, shit, it's going to be a 3-hour ordeal. And you're just like, oh, no, it's 12 minutes. I'm like, what? And then I got discouraged too much. And I was like, can you just please do it?
I didn't know it was 12 minutes until I started watching it myself.
I have yet to read your review. I'm going to have to read it.
But anyway, you should check it out because it's pretty good. You'll like the gore. You'll like the gore of it.
Fabulous. Awesome.
And we have the option to interview the people behind it.
We probably should. I'll have to like watch it. Yeah. And we definitely should definitely do that because I would love to talk to them since they're in Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah.
So
I wanted to wait to make sure we both enjoyed the movie before I asked them.
Absolutely. Now that I know it's 12 minutes, I will make time. Okay. Yes, absolutely. Keep your eyes open for the next written review, which will come eventually. When we find something else that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Or if someone approaches us again, which has been really, really super cool, like directors are approaching us and having us review their movies, it's really, really awesome.
It makes me feel like less of a fuck up.
Same. So if you are like a director that has a horror movie that needs, you know, some like little bit of a review, you know, we're here and it'll be a doozy when we write the review on it. So... we love horror, and if you're listening, you do too. Please help keep our project going by visiting our support page on our website, where you can make a one-time donation via PayPal or sign up for monthly donations and receive special rewards based on your support level. We also have an Amazon wish list. If you feel like buying us something tangible will help convey your love more than a monetary donation would, you really should just like take a look at that Amazon wish list. It's pretty cool. Got some fun stuff on there. Sam's got like tech stuff on there, like external hard drive and shit.
Yeah, bitch.
So it's not dumb shit, guys. It's important things. So if you would like to listen, we need like space to save stuff.
Please save my laptop.
Like, listen,
hashtag
no
save
shit.
Sam's laptop.
And hashtag I talked to Sam the other day and I was like, uh-oh, Sam,
did you go over on your Google Drive limit? Because I'm about to. And Sam was like, oh, shit. And then
I told her to die.
So, and then I was like, I guess I'll just get a flash drive. So I'll go and do that.
Story.
Is there any other pertinent news?
No, just thanks to everyone who's supporting the podcast and to all the film people actually reaching out to us to review their stuff. Maybe someday we'll do it on the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be so cool. So keep listening and like tell your friends and tell your friends to tell their friends.
Had your kids, had your wife.
Exactly. Because the best form of advertisement is word of mouth. Mm-hmm.
So, God damn it, share our stuff on Facebook.
Yeah, share us on Facebook too. I mean, like, Facebook's kind of like becoming super irrelevant right now.
Tim, Effie, I know you like us on Facebook. You best be sharing our shit.
Share stuff. If you have like other social media platforms, hopefully you do, like Twitter. We're extremely active on Twitter. So, like, you know, if you want like some action, that's, you're missing out on it. It's happening on Twitter. Like, we're not, you know, you think we're not posting stuff, but we're really, Sam posts like 13 times a day on Twitter. So yeah. It's all fun.
Twitter's where
fun
it's games. At. It's easier.
Pretty much. And sometimes
it's easier to be annoying on Twitter.
It's cool. And then it's funny and it's cool because she can retweet like my stuff too. Mm-hmm. When I post funny things, like the car being on fire today, that was really funny. So it was so extreme and crazy. I was so scared. I had to tweet about it. I only ever live tweet about things when it's like, you know, it's going to be funny. The last time I live tweeted about anything on the Real Horror Show Twitter was the day I worked on Black Friday. So it deserved like every hour I gave some. It was hilarious. Yeah. So
I should do another, live tweet of a movie soon.
Yeah. That would be really funny. I think you should.
I love doing it
just,
with Death
Note. Any movie. Death Note. Yeah. Any movie at all, even if it's not scary. Just be like, hey, I'm watching this movie. Real Horror Show watches a non-horror movie.
I already watched it, but I should have done a live tweet. I watched a Netflix original romantic comedy because that's what they're doing now instead of just horror movies.
Oh no.
This movie, swear to God, it was like, it was like someone found a short novella I wrote in seventh grade because that's how it portrayed like love in high school. Like an overly cool girl who falls in love with the hottest guy in school and he secretly loves her too. And then they kiss at the kissing booth. And 3 days later, she's like, I'm ready to have sex with you, even though she just had her first kiss 2 days ago.
I'm ready to have sex with you. And then they do it. And then like 3 days later, she's like, I'm dying.
No, she didn't die, but he had to go to school. Oh, but it's really awkward. It's really awkward because she's best friends with his younger brother and they made a pact not to date each other's siblings.
Oh,
and their first time is like underneath the stars outside and
that's like not real.
I know. You know what movie has realistic sex scenes?
What
Halloween.
Movie? Oh yeah, I guess.
It lasts 30 seconds.
Dude, yeah, I was like, shit, you're right. That is real shit. Realistic sex scenes.
That's the real
sex. Yeah, yeah. Actually, yeah, in the very beginning, because they go upstairs and then, like, it's like maybe a couple seconds later and then he comes back down and I'm just like, are they done?
Did she just touch it and he came everywhere?
Did time pass and, like, the movie didn't show the viewers that time passed? But it was one continuous shot, so... What? Yeah, you're so fucking right. That's hilarious.
Anyway, we should go. It's late. I have work to finish.
I'm tired. Me too. Time for bed.
I'm tired. Thank you.
Good night, Sam. Thank you. Fuck off and have a swell evening.
Bye.
Later.